I'm going to start with, why do bankers care about the farm bill, right? Because I think some folks go, wait, why do you have a stake in this, right? Because when people think bankers, people are thinking Wall Street and the three-piece suits and all that stuff. Have you seen a three-piece suit at this conference?
Yeah.
Right? What you see here is a lot of bank polos and jeans, right? These are rural folks in rural communities. And the farm bill for really shifted in the late 80s, early 90s, not be just production. It's that idea of rural, right? Everything there. So we care about, well, there's 11 titles in the farm bill, and I think we care about 10 of them, right? We care about rural development. We care about the conservation programs. We care about the credit. There's a credit title in the farm bill. A lot of people don't even realize that. Care about the credit title. What happens there? I'm going to start on the production side, a couple things that we're watching. We don't necessarily advocate for, remember the old direct loan payment or direct payments, right? We don't advocate one way or another on direct payments. We don't advocate one way or another on ARC or PLC. What we advocate on when we're looking at commodity programs and things along those lines is basically down the line how it will affect lenders. I always jokingly say with my folks, we're like the third person to be hit by this thing. Because if you change a commodity program and it changes a customer's cash flow, then that affects us as bankers, right? So it's a weird spot to be for me, because I'm not actually talking about one particular thing. I have to look at unintended and intended consequences. So we're tracking that side. Crop insurance is probably the biggest thing we will advocate on a lot. We're big believers in crop insurance. It needs to exist. It's risk management for us from a lending side, and it's protection for farmers, right? So there's your production side. You get into the dairy title. There's dairy insurance programs. There's things going on there. We're always tracking those. We would like to see more producers use the dairy insurance programs. Again, selfishly, risk management, protecting our banks and our lending portfolios. There's two titles already, right? In the credit title, and this is a big one for us, that's where you see the FSA guaranteed loan programs. And a lot of our lenders participate in the guaranteed loan programs because it's a way to either get beginning farmers in and have them be able to acquire some credit they might not otherwise be able to acquire, or you might have somebody who has a dip in their operation and they need to use the programs, and it's a way to carry them through and make sure that they're still in a good place. So we're big supporters of the guaranteed loan programs. We haven't picked a number yet, but we do believe the programs need to get bigger. The lending limit is about 1.88 million right in there. We'd like to see that get over the 2 million mark, partly because farms are getting bigger. We just got to have more capacity to help different operations as they come in and want to use the program. And then the other side we use quite a bit is the rural development program. And I think a lot of folks don't realize within rural development, and you don't wrap your head around this because it's a farm bill, right? Affectionately, it's the farm bill. But it's really the farm and rural bill. Rural development has everything from business loans to housing loans to you can finance like a fire truck through the community facilities program, because fire trucks are $150,000, right? Fire department can't buy that with cash, so it's a way that we can put a guaranteed loan on it and use the program. So you can see across the board where we care about farm bill and all the different parts. It does start to get into the weeds a little bit, but it's fun for me because every single day there's a hearing. Every time there's a hearing, you got to track what's going on, what it looks like.